I want to read some verses from God's precious word, honoring God. In Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. God uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And then it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. And we thank God for his precious word, his infallible truth. God is. And God is our refuge. Therefore, will not we fear. Let's commit this day to the Lord. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Eternal God and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this day that thou hast given to us. We thank thee for the measure of health and strength that each enjoys to be able to come and share together at our conference today. We pray that thou wilt bless the leadership of this party, especially remember our leader and deputy leader. We pray that our God that you'll give the officers of the party wisdom to make the right decisions in these days in which we live. We thank thee for thy presence with us, the promise of thy presence. The Lord of hosts is with us. And we pray that each and every one this day might have that personal knowledge of Jesus Christ and know that peace of God within their hearts through faith and trust in the redeeming blood and sacrifice of our Savior upon the cross. Bless us throughout this day. Make it a good day. And Lord, may our eyes be upon thee and may we acknowledge thee in all things. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Can I just welcome you to our party conference? I'm hesitant for a moment or two simply because there are people coming in, and I want to give them a moment or two because there's something very important going to be said. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to commence our conference. And could I just, at the outset, thank the Reverend McRae for conducting our opening devotions here this morning. I am absolutely delighted to welcome you all, members, friends, supporters, and observers, to the Le Mans House Hotel, to this, our 47th annual party conference. And if you were 1 year of age and was at the first one, you're now 47. Not well worked out. Anyway, today we will hear from our party leader, Right Honourable Arlene Foster, MLA, on events at Stormont, and from our Westminster group, leader Right Honourable Nigel Dodds, on events in London. Much is happening with our 10 MPs right at the heart of things in London. So Nigel, I suspect, will have a lot to say just a little later on. With that in mind, I must also pay tribute to all those who contributed to our recent magnificent general election. What a result that was. We now have a record number of MPs and a position of influence on our national government, which no one has predicted in 2017. We secured almost 300,000 votes, and we didn't even stand in all of the constituencies. We, for some reason or other, left out the best one, which was Fermanagh South Tyrone, where we had got some 16,000 votes in the Assembly election. So that would take us well over 300,000 votes. That's a record-breaking vote catch for this party. And we are very grateful. We're also holding the line in Stormont and we know that we will deliver the best for Northern Ireland. It is, and how do we do this? It is by influence in London and having a working executive here in Belfast. Some of the commentators and the great and the good, and there's plenty of those, proclaim that we must sign any deal. We are not the Ulster Unionist Party who just sign any deal. We just will not just sign up to any deal. We will sign up to the deal that is good for Northern Ireland and all its people, and that you can be sure of. We don't forget the lessons of our political history. The DUP will do what it has consistently done, say yes to the right deal for the right reasons. Nothing more, nothing less. That simply is our hallmark. Conference, I'm delighted to say that I continue to see so many new faces this year from right across Northern Ireland joining our party. New blood is essential if we are to continue to grow and thrive. Later today, you will hear from some more new faces. I want to extend a special welcome to those who are joining us here for the very first time, including a delegation from Gibraltar government, led by Deputy First Minister Dr. Joseph Garza, a delegation from the Georgian Conservative Party, and the Conservative Chief Whip Julian Smith MP. I trust you will enjoy your first experience of the DUP conference. And as we always say, your education is never complete until you've been here. We will hear from Dr. Joseph Garcia later today, who has kindly stepped in for the Chief Minister, Fabian Picardo. He wasn't able to attend. The Picardo family, I understand, is anticipating a new addition and any day now, and I trust that Dr. Garcia will pass on our good wishes to them as they prepare for the joyous event of a new child. I want to welcome also to her very first conference, not sure she's within hearing distance of this, but I'll be saying it anyway, her very first visit to Northern Ireland ever in her life, and certainly her first visit to a DUP conference, Camilla Toogood. Camilla works in our Whip's office in Westminster, and she's never been to Northern Ireland before. Her education is now nearly complete. She's a wee bit to go, but she's getting there. So, Camilla, you're very welcome, and we're delighted to have you. I'd like to thank and welcome the large number of exhibitors and observers to conference today, the standards who have been with us for many years. They are very, very welcome. I know I hardly need to say it, but I will. I'd encourage all our elected representatives and members to get around the many stands and the exhibits and listen to all those who have been taking the time to be with us today. Let me put on record our thanks to the hotel management and staff for all their help both last night and today. And we can certainly say we fed well last night, and I think that most of you must have been there, for you're looking very well. For the first time, we will host a fringe event by an external organisation, the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. During the lunch break, it will look how Northern Ireland can develop an industrial strategy that delivers inclusive growth. Earlier in the year, we had a challenging election for the Assembly. However, we have faced challenges before, and I suspect we'll face them again in the future. But you can see that we did come out much stronger during the June election. And I think that was a clear warning to all our political opponents. If they thought we were on the slide, they got their information correct on the 2nd of June. We haven't gone away. This means our new influence on the national stage brings with it responsibility. However, I am confident that if one party can rise to the occasion and meet its responsibilities, it is the DUP. Members, your commitment has always been one of the party's greatest assets and strengths. And today we issue a fresh call to members, both old and new, to join together and help us keep Northern Ireland moving forward. while others just sit and criticise from the sidelines, we have the confidence and capability under the leadership of our leader, Arlene Foster, to continue to lead unionism as we approach Northern Ireland's centenary and prepare to begin a new centenary. Before I sit down, ladies and gentlemen, I want to pay tribute to our elected representatives, our 10 MPs, our MEP, our 28 MLAs, and our hundreds of councillors right across the province. We want to acknowledge the work that they do, and they are there to serve the people. They're not there to be served. And I think they do it very well. And as chairman of the party, let me say to each one of them, we are very, very grateful and we appreciate the big effort that you make in ensuring that the lot of people in Northern Ireland is bettered, and you work hard at it. And what can I say about the peers in the House of Lords who worked so hard on those red benches? And I think that it would be a poor day that we couldn't acknowledge what they're doing. Yes, and I want to single out Lord Brown, who made a superb speech the other day on the gambling. And for someone to be able to command the support of Labour, Conservatives, Lib Dems and the crossbenchers, I think that takes quite an achievement, and it seldom happens. But he was able to do it the other day, and I congratulate him on it. Finally, I want to thank the PSNI for all their assistance with our arrangements for today, and also the private security firm who are with us today. And we want you to cooperate with them by simply, as you move around, you make sure you show your little band. There'll not be another question asked of you. You'll be allowed to go on as you started. And we also appreciate their skills in helping in the smooth running of our conference, which grows each year. And we need to say a very big thank you to them. It would be remiss of me also as chairman if I did not express appreciation and thanks to Timothy Johnson and his team, who spearheaded today's event. They have organised this on a very professional footing, and you will realise that as the day goes on. And could I also finally say that you all have, as you come, you will get this very colourful brochure, and it's much more than just a brochure, I want to assure you. You should hold tight to that all day, and if anyone should attempt to take it from you, well, make sure you get it back from them. Because they've no right to do that. And you will find that this will be more than just a brochure. This will be your sat-nav for today. And if you didn't have this, then I would honestly say this, your chances of getting any food or water or any comforts today will be limited. You'll probably go home very cross. But keep that, because, and I'm not spoofing, you'll see here that it will determine where you go for your lunch and all of that. So it's just much more than a keepsake brochure. It is an important piece of literature that you should have in your possession.